们现在的人生啊，是用走的还是用跑的
？Do we run or walk our life today？
啊，我们有很多人啊，现在正是在奔跑我们的人生。
Many people here may be running in their life right now。
啊，我们是否觉得奔跑的很疲累
？Do we think that running is very tiring？
啊，是的，有时候奔跑人生的道路啊，真的让我们觉得很疲惫。
Indeed, sometimes we feel very tired.
啊，所以我们感谢天父真神，他将安息圣日来赐给我们。
We thank God that He gave us a day of rest.
啊，让我们能够在这个圣安息日来敬拜神，学习道理来得着安息。
So we can worship Him and learn His words on the Sabbath day of His.
啊，所以我们现在一起再一次的同心跪下来感谢祷告。
So now we are all going to kneel down and pray and to thank him.
啊，感谢他将这圣安息日来赏赐给我们。
Thank him for giving us this Sabbath day.
啊，也恳求他啊，在我们的生活当中，常常的让我们在他里头得着安息。
And to ask him to let us abide in him in our daily lives.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
今天下午我们用如何跑得好来做彼此的学习勉励。
This afternoon, I would like to use the topic how to run well as a mutual encouragement.
我们请来看加拉太书第五章。
Let's all look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章第七节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 7.
第七节，你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
Verse 7. You run well, who hinder you from obeying the truth?
这是保罗他的一个感叹，觉得有点可惜悲伤。
This is Paul feeling very pretty.
他说你们过去都跑得很好。
He think that the members ranWell, in the past.
但是现在就保罗来看你们跑得并不好。
But to Paul, they did not run well.
我们奔跑在人生的道路上面。
When we run in our journey of life.
我们也奔跑在信仰的道路上面。
We are also running on our journey of faith.
这里特别用跑，不是用走。
Here, especially use run instead of walk.
用跑的要出更多的努力，更多的力量。
When we run, we need more strength, more power.
这一条信仰的道路是一条有恩典、有福气的道路。
This journey of faith is a journey of abundant blessings and grace.
这一条信仰的道路也是一条要付出代价、付出努力的道路。
And it is also a journey where we have to offer our sacrifices.
我们要跑得好。
If we want to run well,
那不但要跑得好，而且要把它跑完。
We not only have to run, but to finish the race.
就像保罗一样，跑得好，也跑完了。
Just like Paul, he ran and he also finished the race.
保罗的目标就是我们的目标。
Paul's goal is ours too.
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第七节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了，所信的道已经守住了。
7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
这里这是保罗面对人生的结束他所说的话。
And this is the words that Paul gave when he was facing death.
当他信了主耶稣之后，这是他人生的目标。
After he has believed in Christ, this is his goal.
今天我们信了主耶稣，这也是我们人生的目标。
When we have believed in Christ, we also have this goal.
我们要把当跑的路把它跑尽了。
We have to finish the race.
那之所以能够完成，就是因为我们跑得好。
And the reason we can run well, the reason we can finish is that we run well.
那所以我们如何能够跑得好
？So how do we run well？
第一个，因为这是神给我们的应许。
First, this is the promise of God.
因为神应许跟我们同在。
Because God promised that He will abide in us.
我们在奔跑这一条信仰的道路，神跟我们同在。
God abides in us and on this journey of faith.
因为有神的同在，所以我们能够跑得好。
Because we have the abidance of God, we can run well.
那因为有神的同在，我们一定能够完成。
Because of God's abidance, we can finish the race.
在圣经里头提到很多的人物，他们都跑得好。
Many characters in the Bible, they ran well.
而且他们跑完了。
And they finished the race.
很重要的原因，因为神跟他们同在。
And one important reason is because God abided in them.
当雅各离开故乡的时候。
When Jacob left his home.
神向他显现，神对他说，我要跟你同在。
God revealed to him and said that he will abide in him.
雅各开始了他人生另外一个人生的道路。
Then Jacob started his life in the outer world.
那也开始了他另外一个信仰的道路。
And started his another journey of faith.
那我们知道他成功了，他跑完了。
And we all know that he has finished the race.
当神拣选摩西的时候
，When God chose Moses,
摩西八十岁
，Moses was 80 years old.
神对他说，我要跟你同在。
God told him, "I will abide in you."
因为摩西觉得说你要我做的工作太重了。
Because Moses thought that the work that God has given to him was too burdensome.
因为我已经八十岁了，我怎么能够做得了
？Since he was 80, he thought that he couldn't do the work, do the job.
神给他的工作，也就是摩西信仰的道路。
And the work that God has given to Moses was his journey of faith.
那不是用走的，是要用跑的。
And for him to run and not walk.
因为他要很努力，付出很多。
Because he has to sacrifice a lot.
那摩西他跑得好，他也跑完了。
Moses ran well, and he also finished the race.
因为照着神给他的应许，我必定跟你同在。
Because according to God's promise, he will be with Moses.
耶稣亚他要带以色列百姓进入迦南地。
When Joshua was leading the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
神也是应许他，我要跟你同在。
God also promised him that he will be with him.
就像我跟摩西同在一样。
Just like how he was with Moses.
所以我们看到耶稣亚，他也是跑得好，也跑完了。
We can see that Joshua finished the race and ran well.
所以或许我们人生的道路跑得并没有那么好。
Maybe some of us did not run well in our life journey of life.
但是可以确定的就是信仰的道路，我们一定能够跑得好。
But we can make sure, we can be assured that our journey of faith we can run well.
因为这是神给我们的应许。
Because this is a promise of God.
今天我们是新约的选民，我们也在奔跑这一条天国的道，这一条信仰的道路。
We are the chosen people in the New Testament, and we are also running on this journey of faith.
神给我们的应许就像给这些古圣徒的应许一样。
The promise of God is given to the ancient ancient people, like it is given to us.
好，我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
十六节，我要求父，父就另外给你们，赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
主耶稣也是要我们能够跑得好，能够跑完。
God also wants us to run well and to finish the race.
所以这里主耶稣就应许说，将这个保惠师，就是真理的圣灵，来赐给我们。
So here, God promised us a helper and to be with us forever.
所以这些古圣徒，成功的古圣徒有神的同在。
Those ancient saints, they have the abidance of God.
同样的，今天我们也是有神的同在。
And for us, we also have the abidance of God.
我们再参考马太福音二十八章。
Let's flip to Matthew.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
二十节，主耶稣说：“凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age.
这是主耶稣给门徒的应许，也是给我们的应许。
This is God's promise for the saints and also for us.
说主耶稣说，我要常常与你们同在，一直到世界的末了。
Here it says, I am always with you, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
所以神给旧约的显明跟给我们的应许是一样的。
The revelation that God gave to the people in the Old Testament is the same that He gave to us in the New Testament.
所以照说我们应该都能够跑得好，而且跑完。
So according to that, we should be able to run well and finish the race.
但是实际上我们从这个历史，我们可以看到说，有的人却没有跑，没有，并没有跑得好。
But when we look at the history of the Bible, we can see that many people did not run well or finish the race.
那所以他们也没有跑完。
So they did not finish the race.
比如早上我们所提到的这个以色列人。
For example, when I mentioned the Israelites in the morning sermon,
在人类的历史当中，他们被灭国了。
Their kingdom was destroyed.
那所以除了神跟我们同在之外，我们也知道我们人有我们应该努力的地方。
Other than that we have the abidance of God, we also have to try our best.
一只鸟能够飞得好，它一定是用两只翅膀在飞。
For a bird to fly, he has to use his two wings.
所以我们有神的同在，还要加上我们的努力。
So in addition to God's abidance, we have to do our own part.
那我们看到这些过去的没有走的、没有跑得好的原因就是因为离开了神。
And those people who couldn't finish the race is because they left God.
那所以我们要努力的让我们来不离开神。
So we have to try not to leave God.
我们必须要维持着有神的同在。
We have to maintain this relationship with God and have Him in us.
那这样我们才能够跑得好。
Therefore, we can finish the race.
那我们如何能够一直拥有神跟我们同在
？So how do we have God in us all the time?
神已经应许我跟你们同，我跟你同在。
God already promised us that He will abide in us.
神这样子说，神就一定这样在实行。
When God says something, He will do it.
那再来，我们如何？我们只是维持着这样的一个状况。
And we are only here to maintain this relationship.
那我今天下午来提到其中的一个项目。
And one point I will mention today is,
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 19.
十九节，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
19, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
两个人以上一起祷告。
When two or more people pray at the same time.
那神一定垂听，也为我们成全。
God will listen and He will He will give us.
二十节，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，在那里就有我在他们中间。
20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
这里说，就有我在他们中间。
And here it says, I am there in the midst of them.
就神就在我们中间，就跟我们同在。
God is in among.In us, and He is with us.
在怎样的情况
？And under what circumstances?
两三个人奉主耶稣的名在一起聚集。
Only when two or three people are gathered together in His name.
我们如何维持着神跟我们同在
？How do we maintain this abidance of God?
我们大家一起来努力。
We have to have everyone.
也就是说，在奔跑信仰的道路上面，我们要有同伴。
And That is to say, we all have to run on this journey of faith together.
哦，我们有相同的目标。
We all have the same goal.
哦，那我们一起来往我们的目标来前进。
We have to move forward towards our goal.
哦，在信仰里头，我们有相同的目标。
In faith, we have the same goal.
哦，那神就要跟我们同在。
Therefore, God will be with us.
哦，那我现在先缩小范围。
And now I will
用一个小的范围。
I will set a smaller range.
哦，就是我们的家庭。
For example, our family.
哦，我们如果要得到神的同在，我们一家人，我们要一起来奔跑这个天国路，这个信仰的道路。
If we want to have God's abidance, we have to work as a family and walk on this journey of faith together.
哦，这样子我们才能够跑得好。
Then we can run well.
哦，那首先提到父亲儿子的这个这个同行。
And first is the relationship between the father and the son.
我们请看创世纪二十一章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪二十一章第六节。
Genesis chapter 21 verse 6.
22章
Chapter 22
22章亚伯拉罕把欢祭的柴放在儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
6. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and the two of them went together.
我们知道亚伯拉罕以撒都是有神同在的人。
We know Abraham and Isaac both had the abidance of God.
那他们为什么能够维持着神的同在？
And how do they maintain this relationship with God?
因为这对父子，他们在信仰上是同行的。
Because they walk together on this journey of faith.
现在他们要去献祭，要去拜神。
And here they are about to have a burnt offering.
这个比较重的柴放在儿子的身上。
And the wood of the burnt offering was laid on Isaac.
这个做父亲的拿着火，拿着刀。
And the father took the fire and the knife.
他们要往献祭的地方一起同行，往献祭的地方去。
They are going towards the place for the burnt offering.
第七节
Verse 7.
以撒对父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲呐、啊，亚伯拉罕说：我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但欢祭的羊羔在哪里？”
7. But Isaac spoke to Abraham as his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said.Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
从这里我们知道这个以撒他不是第一次跟爸爸一起去拜神。
So here we can see that this is not the first time Isaac has gone with his father.
所以这个以撒他马上发现说，哎，这次比较不一样。
Isaac immediately recognized the difference this time.
所以他说，哎，那献祭的羊羔在哪里？
So he asked, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
第八节。
And verse 8.
亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做欢祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。
8. Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together.
那这对父子他们常常在一起侍奉神、敬拜神。
And this father and son, they worship God many times together.
那在信仰上，他们也建立起这种互相的信任。
And in faith, they have this trust.Created between them.
明明是没有看到这个羊羔。
There was no lamb for the burnt offering.
但是这个做父亲的说，神一定会自己预备。
But when Abraham said, God will provide.
这做儿子的他就相信父亲所说的话。
Isaac believed it.
那两个人继续前往要去献祭。
And they kept on going towards the place for the burnt offering.
这种父子的同行的同行是能够得到神的同在。
And when they went together, they will receive the abidance of God.
所以我们要维持着神跟我们同在。
So we have to have God in us.
所以我们在教会的做圣工侍奉上有时候我们要邀我们的孩子一起来参加。
And when we serve and do holy work, we have to also invite our children.
我们也一定要让我们的孩子熟悉教会里头的各种事、各种工作。
We have to have our children be familiar with the holy work in church.
因为这是神跟我们同在的一个很重要的原因。
Because this is one condition for the abidance of God.
再来，夫妻也要同行。
And second is, wife and husband have to walk together.
我们请看创世纪二十五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节，以撒因他的妻子不生意，就为他祈求主，主就应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
21. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah his wife conceived.
这里讲到以撒为他们夫妻来祷告。
And here it mentions Isaac prayed for his wife.
为太太祷告，也就是为自己祷告。
When he prayed for his wife, he is praying, also praying for himself.
这里他为利百加来向神祈求，也就是为他自己，也就是为这个家庭来祈求。
When Isaac prayed for his wife, he is also praying for him and also his family.
看起来是生活当中的一个问题。
This is a problem in the life today.
但是呢，这个都可以跟信仰有关，都可以跟神有关。
But this can all be all related to God.
那所以都可以放在祷告里头。
So they can all be in our prayer.
那这个不但以撒向神祈求，这个利百加应该也是为这个事情来向神祈求。
And not only Isaac prayed for his family, but also Rebecca.
这就像马太福音所说的，两个人。奉主的名一起祷告，神就垂听，神就在他们当中。
And this is like what is said in Matthew, to when two or three people, when two people agreed,
God will be in them. 神的同在，就能够跑得好。
When they have the abidance of God, then they can run well.
在圣经里头有很多这样子美好的夫妻。
There are many wonderful couple in the Bible.
我们再请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's also look at Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章二十六节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 26.
二十六节，亚波罗在会堂里放胆讲道。
26.
百基拉、亚基拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他们讲解的更加详细。
26. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
这是百基拉、亚基拉这对夫妇，他们来向这个亚波罗做见证。
And this is the couple, Aquila and Priscilla, testifying for Apollo.
这个亚波罗他虽然已经信了耶稣。
Even though Apollo has already believed in Christ.
但是他对这个得救的道理他。这个没有很完整的，没有很完整的明白。
But he does not have a complete understanding of God.
他还少了一部分。
He's missing a small part.
那这很重要。
But this part is very important.
因为这个跟真正的得救有关系。
Because this is related to the true salvation.
所以不是只有先生去跟他讲。
So not only the husband talk to him.
而是两个夫妻一起来做。
But also the wife and they acted as one couple.
所以在信仰的道路上面，他们是夫妻同行。
So in this journey of faith, they walk as a couple.
所以这一对夫妻也成为新约里头的一对信仰的模范的夫妻。
So they are considered a model couple in the New Testament.
他们信仰的道路，他们跑得好。
They ran well on this journey of faith.
我们再参考彼得前书第三章。
Let's also look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
7. Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayer may not be hindered.
如果我们信这个夫妻都是信徒，丈夫跟妻子都是信徒。
If both husband and wife are both believers,
那我们一定在信仰的道路上面 夫妻一定要同行。
Therefore, they have to walk together.
哦，这样子我们能够保持着神跟我们同在。
And they can maintain this relationship and the abideness of God.
哦，让我们在信仰的道路上面能够跑得好。
So they can also run well on the journey of faith.
哦，我们的祷告没有阻碍。
And prayers won't be hindered. 哦，
啊，所以我们想想看，有多久我们夫妻没有在一起祷告？
Let us think how long have our partner not been praying for us.
哦，来到教会不算了。
Praying in church doesn't count.
哦，在你的家里
，at home
有没有常常夫妻一起祷告
？Do any couples pray together?
哦，这个是信仰上同行的一个啊，很基本的一个啊一个功课。
And this is a very fundamental homework for a Christian.
哦，因为夫妻同信仰同行，就肯定会有神的同在。
Because when a couple walk together on the journey of faith, God will be with us, with them.
好，再来请看路德记第一章。
Let's all flip to Ruth, chapter 1.
路德记第一章十九节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 9.
十九节。
19, verse 19.
啊，于是二人同行，来到伯利恒。他们到了伯利恒，啊，合城的人就都惊讶。妇女说：“这是拿尔米吗
？”19. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem, and it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the woman said, "Is this Naomi?"
啊，这里讲到拿尔米跟路德他们的同行。
And here it says it talked about the Naomi and Ruth being together.
啊，这里看起来是在人啊，他们是在这个人生的道路上面。
Here is looks like they are on their journey of life.
啊，因为他们要从摩押地回到这个伯利恒。
Because they have to go
from Judah. 好，从犹大啊，从这个摩押哈，摩押回到这个伯利恒。
Oh, they had to go back to Moab from Bethlehem.
但是我们也晓得，这也是一条信仰的道路。
But we know that this is also the faith, the journey of faith.
哦，为什么路德他要跟拿俄米一起回到伯利恒
？Why does Ruth have to go to Bethlehem with Naomi?
哦，就是为了信仰。
Because of faith.
哦，因为他跟着拿俄米。他才能够继续有信仰。
Because in order for her to keep his faith, he has to follow Naomi.
哦，所以这对他们两个人来讲，也是信仰的道路。
So this is also the journey of faith for both of them.
哦，那我们看到他们跑得好。
And we can see that they ran well.
哦，因为这个 mother-in-law 跟 daughter-in-law 他们婆媳。在信仰的道路上同行，所以神跟他们同在。
Because the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, they walk together on this journey of faith, therefore God is with them.
那今天这也可以让也可以告诉我们说，年长的、年幼的，在信仰的道路上面要同行。
And this can also mean that the older members and the younger members can walk together.
那这也是我们真耶稣教会最美的地方之一。
And this is also one of the most beautiful thing in church today.
哦，很多我们的朋友来到我们教会啊。
Many people come here today.
哦，让他们很惊讶的就说：“哇，你们教会从老的、中年人、年轻人、小孩都有。
”They are surprised that they can see all different ages.
哦，那因为是的，我们在信仰的道路上面，我们是这样子的在同行。
Because we walk together as one.
所以神跟我们同在。
And therefore, God will be with us.
哦，所以呢，我们都能够跑得好。
And therefore, we can run well.
哦，所以我们很多人啊，我是真耶稣教会第三代、第四代的信徒。
People say that they are the third or fourth generation of True Jesus Church.
哦，我们要继续这样跑得好。
And they have to keep on running well.
哦，所以我们要继续这样子的这个无论年纪哈、啊、长年长的、年幼的， 信仰的道路上面大家同行。
And we also have to run well, and no matter what age group you're in.
那当然，这个家里的这个弟兄姐妹也是一样，在信仰的道路上同行。
And so the brothers and sisters here, we all have to run on this journey of faith.
那再来，弟兄教会里头的弟兄姐妹，在信仰的道路上面，我们也要同行。
And then the brothers and sisters in church, we all have to run together.
我们请参考提摩太后书第四章。
Let's flip to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
我们可以先看《使徒行传》二十章。
We can first flip to Acts chapter 20.
我们都知道保罗的信仰道路，他跑得很好。
We all know that Paul ran his journey of faith very well.
那他也完成了。
And he has finished it.
他有神跟他同在。
He has the guidance of God.
这是神给他的应许。
This is a promise of God given to him.
还有他也很努力的在信仰的道路上面总是有同伴。
And he also had a lot of friends on his journey of faith.
使徒行传二十章的第四节
Acts chapter 20
我们就不念了，因为这里提到很多的地名跟人名。
Verse 4, because, we won't read it because they mention a lot of names and locations.
这些人都是跟保罗在一起传福音的。
These people are all the members that preach with Paul.
他们来自不同的地方。
They came from different places.
所以保罗在信仰的道路上面，他不是只有他单独一个人在奔跑。
Paul is not alone on this journey of faith.
如果单独奔跑信仰的道路，会跑得很累，甚至跑得不好。
If you run alone on this journey of faith, you won't run well because you will be very tired.
所以保罗他跑得好，不是没有原因的。
So God, Paul ran well, and not because of his own.
因为他跟很多属灵的同伴一起来奔跑。
Because he had a lot of spiritual friends.
好，那我们再来看提摩太后书第四章。
Now let's flip to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11.
这里说保罗说，独有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益。
11.Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry.
这时候保罗已经被下在监牢里。
Here Paul is in jail.
这是他人生的最后的日子。
And this is the days of his end life.
因为他也即将要被处死。
Because he's about to be killed.
那在这个时候呢，路加也跟他在一起。
And Luke was with him.
这是何等的美而宝贵的事情。
How wonderful and precious this is.
所以我们如何能够跑得好？
So how do we run well?
就是我们在奔跑信仰的道路，我们一定要有家人做我们的同伴。
When we run on this journey of faith, we need to have friends or a family.
我们一定要有教会的弟兄姐妹做我们的同伴。
We have to have the brother, we have to have brothers and sisters to be our friends.
我们这样一起来奔跑信仰的道路。
Therefore, we can run together.
维持着神跟我们的同在。
And to maintain the guidance of God.
那我们一定不但跑得好，而且能够跑完。
Then we can run well, and we can also finish the race.
所以我们要珍惜我们的家人。
So we have to cherish our family.
我们要珍惜在教会里头的弟兄姐妹，教会里头的朋友。
We have to cherish our brothers and sisters and our friends in church.
我们也求神祝福我们的家庭。
We also ask God to bless our family.
让我们家庭成员都可以一起来奔跑信仰的道路。
So that our family members can all run on this journey of faith.
我们求神祝福我们每一个人。
We also ask God to bless our individuals.
在奔跑信仰的道路上面有这么许多的弟兄姐妹，我们一起同心的一起来奔跑。
So we can all run with so many brothers and sisters.
所以什么是神的祝福？
So what is the blessing of God?
我觉得在奔跑信仰的道路上面有属灵的同伴，这就是一个很大的祝福。
Personally, I think it's a blessing that we can have so many brothers and sisters together on this journey of faith.
想想看，我们有没有属灵的同伴？
We can think about do we have any spiritual friends?
想想看，我们的家人是不是我们奔跑信仰道路的同伴？
Our family members, our friends in this journey of faith.
如果还没有，
if they're not,
在祷告里头，我们求神一定要赐给我们这个福气。
That is ask God to ask God so that He can bless us with this grace.
这样子我们才能够跑得好，跑得完。
Then we can run well, and we can also finish the race.
那我们现在来做二十分钟的祷告。
And now we are going to make a 20-minute prayer.
我们感谢神让我们的家人跟我们一起来奔跑信仰的道路。
We thank God that we have our family with us, running on this journey of faith.
我们也求神继续这样来祝福我们。
And we continue to ask God to bless us with this.
我们感谢神赐给我们有这个属灵的同伴，一起来奔跑天信仰的道路。
We thank God that He gave us spiritual friends to run on this journey of faith.
我们也求神继续这样来祝福我们。
And we continue to ask Him to bless us.
那我们要接受按手祷告的，我们请到前面来。
If you want to receive the laying of hands, we can come to the front.